Go ahead, lounge around in bed with a good magazine. We'll even read it to you. This is Sportsnet Magazine Live. Live. On Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
We're going to see him at the World Cup too, right?
Yes.
And he's going to be playing against tremendous competition at that World Cup. If he goes out and has a great tournament and then you put him on your third line, you're going to look foolish. You're going to see him against the Team Canada's, the Team Russia's, the Team USA's on that under 23 team. I think he's going to come out of that tournament looking really good.
I'm just glad the Leafs didn't say he's going to start the season with the Marlies, you know, like
with the Solar Bears, yeah.
Something, yes.
Got to develop him.
Well, I mean, and it is maybe just a thing you say, right, to take some of the pressure off and make him feel like he has to earn it at training camp and understand that nothing's given to him because he's the first overall pick. And I'm not going to try and sit here and say I know a whole lot about the personality of an Austin Matthews, but he's played in some rather large events. He's been the focal point and had plenty of pressure with the men's senior national team, the United States, the World Championships. He's played in a professional league in Switzerland and led that league in scoring. Like, I don't know if you're talking about a guy coming right out of junior, maybe needs a kick in the pants because he's been used to just dominating inferior opposition, and you know he's played with inferior opposition. I mean, Switzerland's not the NHL, but still, it seems like he's not one of those guys that needs that extra motivation of saying, "Well, you got to come in and earn it." You're on the third line playing behind Tyler Bozak and Nazem Kadri.
Yeah, I mean the third line deal is just a talking point. It's nothing more than that. I mean, I think what the discussion that we'll be having in months' time is, you know, saying, okay, this fella's in the bracket with McDavid and Eichel. Where does he fit in this? Notice that Edmonton never said Connor McDavid's going to have to skate his way up to the first line.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But, I mean, that's how this is going to be framed for a decade anyways. I mean, it's going to be Eichel and Matthews. It's too bad that McDavid's in the other division. But they will be measured against each other. They will go head-to-head. It's great theater.
This Toronto-Buffalo rivalry with those two guys.
Oh, yeah.
And then the
yeah.
Nylanders now coming up.
Well, and maybe Stamkos. they're both battling for Stamkos, apparently,
sure,
as well, which we will, no question, get into over the next hour and 45 minutes. All right, let's talk about the later rounds for the Toronto Maple Leafs. They had two second-rounders, of course, traded away their second first-round pick in the Frederik Andersen deal. And where a year ago we were talking about Maple Leafs taking small guys like a Jeremy Bracco in the middle rounds, small guys who have skill, who can put the puck in the back of the net, who have silky smooth hands, but are very diminutive and maybe to be pushed around a little bit in the NHL if they didn't put on some size. This year we're talking about them kind of going in the other direction, which makes you think, is it a matter of balancing things out? Is it just a circumstance because the best players available on their draft board were these bigger guys? What is it with the Maple Leafs? Because it certainly seems different.
I do think that there was, if not a directive, certainly a leaning that it isn't a crushing need like it would be in some other organizations. Like I think Calgary, you know, historically, the Canadians were considered undersized and had to go out and look for size. I think there was a leaning that way with the Leafs. I thought what was interesting, and I wrote about it today, that the Leafs went out and took two players who had, this was their third time in the draft, and another, it was his second. You know, to see one of these guys, a team take one of these guys, it was really rare for a number of years, and it's become a little more common, but I can't remember anyone taking three players like this. And, the conventional wisdom is, you know, there's this amazing dragnet with NHL scouts, and no one passes through unnoticed, right? For the 31st pick to be Korshkov, a guy who's in the draft for the third time, you know, how do you miss him? Right. Like really, it wasn't like he was playing in major tournaments all the way up. He was seen. But I think there is there is something about if you've been missed once, you're really likely to get missed again, mm-hmm. right? It's,
you got that tag.
Well, and you've been moved to the back burner.
Yeah.
And so, that comes into play here. For Korshkov to go from 35th European in his first year and in the 40s in his second year, but this year, I mean, as much as he's a 19-year-old, and that sounds like it was out of the box, he was number 7 on Central Scouting's European skater list.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he did get noticed. He was really good at U20.
This is Sportsnet Magazine Live.